The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Changes for next levels. Positive changes for next levels. God does not want you and I to be stagnated. It is not His desire to see us stagnated. His desire is that we move to our next levels. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18, the Bible said the path of the just is like a shining light. And that path shineth more and more until the perfect day. So God wants to work on us more and more. Someone say more and more. More and more. He wants to be working on you more and more. More and more. That you might be getting better more and more. Somebody's here today. God has given you a lot of things. But He will yet give you more this morning. I say He will yet give you more this morning. He will yet give you more this morning. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, life is like a lift. And when you are in a lift, or what they call an elevator, it takes your pressing the right buttons, or what we call the right codes, to move from one level to another. A building can be 20 floors. And then if you are presently on the second floor, you should know that that is not the ultimate. There are some codes you need to press in the lift of life that will jack you up to the second floor, the third floor, the fourth floor, the tenth floor, the 20th floor. Of course, you get to the top of uppermost floor. Somebody is here this morning. You are going to get to the peak of your purpose in life. Your destiny will not be an aborted destiny. Your life will not be an aborted life. Your destiny will not be cut short before your time. In the name of Jesus. By God's grace this morning, I'll be showing you major codes for positive changes for next level. Some major things which I have called, by the inspiration of God, major codes. Major codes. Major codes for positive changes for next level. Number one major code that moves you from one level to another level is called the love of God and man. The love of God and love of man. The love of God and love of man. Every lover of God is a candidate of change, positive change. Every lover of man is a person who will definitely move to the peak, or what we can call the zenith of life. In 1 Corinthians 2, 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, it says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it come to the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love Him. So, the love of God automatically qualifies you to move from one phase of life to another. Every lover of God is ordained to experience changes. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 8, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, beg your pardon, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, he says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. May God take you to that level in the name of Jesus. All your soul, all thy heart, all thy soul, and okay, what is left again? Your heart pumps blood. Your soul, and of course, your entire strength and might. Say, use everything to love God. At the time you get to that level, you have gotten to the level whereby you continuously, without stress, experience positive changes for next levels. Every lover of God. That's why I always tell people, Your motive for living is to love God. Once you get to that level, you are made. And for somebody here this morning, fresh grace to love God comes for you in the name of Jesus. And of course, you must also love men. You must love people. Everybody, man or woman, that has the love of men in his heart, he loves people, she loves people, we automatically change levels. in Matthew 7 verse 12, he said, whatsoever you will want men to do unto you, do same unto them. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophet. This is the ultimate. Do to men what you want them to also do to you. Express love to them. Be a lover of your fellow. Don't allow bitterness in your heart if you want to change level. Many have been stagnated and frustrated as a result of heavy level of bitterness. In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 15, Hebrews 12 verse 15, he said, see to it that no root of bitterness, looking diligently, lest any fall of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Many lives have been defiled because of bitterness. What that man did to me, what this person did to me so years ago. Some people are even still referring to what their husband did to them 20 years ago. A Christian must not be bitter. If you are bitter, things cannot be better. If you are bitter, things cannot be better. If you harbor bitterness, you can't taste sweetness. If your desire is to go to your next level, free your heart from every form of bitterness and unforgiveness. Free your soul from every form of unforgiveness. Let your heart be filled with love. Love for people. Love for your neighbors. Love for the society. Love for your church members. Love for anybody that comes around you. Let people feel your touch. Let your heart be a heart that has a feeling for others. For somebody here today, new grace to love people comes upon you in the name of Jesus. I said that grace comes upon you in the name of Jesus. Number two major code for positive changes for next level is called the fear of God. The fear. And I mean, we cannot talk enough on this fear of God. If we are to preach on the fear of God every Sunday, if we preach it for the whole of this year, it's not enough. The fear of God boosts your life, pushes you to another level of life. Everyone that fears God will always experience drastic changes and dramatic changes. What does it mean to fear God? It means to obey God, to reverence Him, and to hate evil. You just hate evil. Proverbs 8 verse 13. You hate evil. You hate evil. You hate evil. You hate evil. Proverbs 8 verse 13. You just have a distaste for evil. The fear of God is to hate evil. You hate pride. You hate arrogance and the evil way. And the forward mouth do I hate. Once you fear God, you hate anything that is called evil. You have a dislike for evil. You don't want to put your hand in evil. Your name must not be mentioned with evil. That is the fear of God. But people that say, I don't care, it doesn't matter, I can do anything, I'm a man of myself, I'm a woman of myself, I know my age by now, I can control myself, such people never move to their next level. But I pray for somebody here today, the height nobody your family has ever tasted, on the platform of the fear of God, you are getting to that height in Jesus' name. Nobody in the lineage of Joseph was a prime minister. Men of God and servants of God are here. I stand to be corrected. Before Joseph became a prime minister, nobody was a prime minister in his family. But in Genesis 42 verse 18, he said, I fear God. Now I know what brought Joseph to that level. And Joseph said unto them on the third day, this do and live, for I fear God. I mean, I want to ask you this morning, as you are seated here this morning, do you fear God? Is there a fear of God in your heart? Or you are doing the Nigerian thing? That's what everybody is doing. Everybody's into it. There's no big deal. This is the natural thing everybody is doing. So why will you be saying that? Joseph, he was in the prison. He separated himself. He was in his father's house. He separated himself, walking in the precepts of the Almighty. The spirit of the fear of God comes for somebody here this morning. In the name of Jesus. And the fear of God is what prolongs life. If you want your life to be very long, fear God. Proverbs 10 verse 22. 27. Proverbs 10, 27. If your desire is to live long, fear God. Many life has been cut short because of shortcut. Many life has been cut short because of lack of fear of God. Let me take this crooked way. But the fear of God makes you move in the right path and in the right way. I speak for somebody here today. A baptism of the spirit of the fear of God rests in your heart in the name of Jesus. I say it rests in your heart in the name of Jesus. Number three, major code for positive changes for next level is called prayer and intercession. Only the prayerful can experience a change. A man or a woman can be on the same spot all his life if he's not ready to pray. I believe strongly. No prayer, no progress. I just believe it. No prayer, no progress. Once you begin to pray, things must move. Once you begin to pray, things must move. In Matthew 7, from verse 7 to 11, Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 to 11, he says, ask and you must receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door is open unto you. He that asketh, receiveth. And everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened unto him. Say, or what man is there of whom, if his son asks for bread, he will give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, we give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, give gifts to them that ask? So what you don't ask, you are not permitted to get. There is nothing you ask you can't get if you are persistent enough in the place of prayer. For example, if somebody is sick, for example, you don't need to take drugs. You can pray the sickness out. For example, you are sick here this morning. You came in here sick this morning. You can pray this. You can flush it out. Bible says in James chapter 5 verse 13 to 16. James 5 verse 13 to 16. It says, is there any sick? Is there any afflicted? Is there any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Say, once you are sick, the first thing you should think of is prayer. Once the devil afflicts you with headache, you attack him with prayer. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Yes. Is any sick among you? Let him call upon the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of Jesus. And the prayer, can you see? From verse 13, prayer. Verse 14, prayer. Verse 15, prayer. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he had committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Prayer changes things. Prayer transforms any situation. If things are very, very tough, it's as if things don't want to change at all. Turn your face from prayerlessness to prayerfulness. No prayer person fails in the journey of life. There's none. I've never seen it. Say, I prayed and prayed and prayed and I still fail. It's a lie. Your faithfulness in the prayer is your guarantee for change. Your faithfulness in the place of prayer guarantees your change. No man or woman moves to the next level of his or her life beyond his level of prayer. And that's why I'm charging you this morning to wake up to intercession so that you will not suffer frustration. Wake up to intercession. Wake up to intercession that you might not suffer frustration. Every prayer man or prayer woman enjoys change. I mean, look at a man like Elijah in James chapter 5 from verse 17 and 18. This man was in charge. A man like you and I was in charge. He controlled rain. He stood like this and said, there will be no rain for 3.5 years. Elijah was a man subject to like passion as we are, and prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again. It's like pressing, it's like pressing remote control. You know, when you are a prayerful person, you are the one in charge. You press, things are working. You stop, you pause it. That's what prayer does. It brings you to the realm whereby you dominate the forces. You dominate the forces of hell. Somebody is here today, you are going to dominate every force of darkness. I say you are going to dominate every of their powers. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. I speak to somebody here this morning, a new grace, a new hunger for intercession comes for you in the name of Jesus. I say it comes for you in the name of Jesus. It comes for you in the name of Jesus. Ever since I discovered this secret, far before I became a pastor, far before I was called into ministry, this was one of the first things I knew as a Christian. Immediately we finish exams in those days. People are saying this course is very difficult. I moved straight to Sports Center in Ife, where I did my first degree. That course is very difficult. That lecturer, he got us today. I don't even mind. I just go straight. And I go there, I start dancing. I dance, and I begin to thank God. And I decree this course, this is what I want. Some people will read and read. They will put their leg inside water till 6 a.m. They still fail. They still fail. Reading is good. Very, very important. In fact, if you are not reading, it's not likely that God will want to help you. He can help you, but it's not likely that he might want to help you. But what I'm saying is that you must, anything you are doing, you see, what is good needs prayer. What is not good enough needs prayer. Hello? Hello? What is not good needs prayer. What is already good is already good. You need to pray. Once I see a man or woman who is engaged in intense prayer, I know it's a man or woman who has a future. Your prayerfulness is your guarantee for your next level. You are guaranteed of your next level as long as you are praying. And so I speak to somebody this morning, every spirit of prayerlessness and lukewarmness in the place of prayer is challenged this morning in the name of Jesus. Is destroyed this morning in the name of Jesus. I stand here this morning and I destroy every force of weakness and tiredness in the place of prayer in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. New grace to stand 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. Somebody say, what will I be saying? Praying. Praying. You pray in your understanding, you pray in the Holy Ghost. You pray in your understanding, you pray in the Holy Ghost. You pray in your understanding, you pray in the Holy Ghost. I'll advise you, anytime you are praying, have a clock around you. Because if you don't have a clock around you, by the time you have prayed for just 30 minutes, you can think that you have prayed for 2.5 hours. Have a clock around you so that you can be sure that you are on point. New fire is restored to you this morning in the name of Jesus. Number 4, major code for change, for next level, is called faithfulness on earth. Faithfulness. And whatever it is you are doing, it is important that you are faithful. In 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2, the Bible said, moreover, it is required in stewardship that the man be found faithful. I will not say too much about this because I think in one of the classes on Wednesday or thereabout, we spoke a little bit about this. Listen to me, friends. Every man or woman who wants to move from one phase to the next must be faithful in what he's doing now. The little you are doing now, you must be faithful, not faithful. There are two different things. Faithfulness is different from faithfulness. Faithfulness is working when your boss is around. Faithfulness is jumping up and down when the people can see you. Faithfulness is when nobody is there to say, well done. You are still there. And that grace comes for somebody this morning in the name of Jesus. until a man or woman is faithful in little, he doesn't qualify for more. God is not a waste of resources. How many of you will give somebody a 10,000 naira capital to do a business, and the person wastes the business, wastes the capital, and he comes back again and said, now I need 10 million. You have the 10 million, but will you give it to the person? Never. Because what I gave you before, you gave it to two people, 10,000, 10,000. Somebody multiplied his own 10,000 and made 100,000. Came back and said, now things have changed for me. Another person, the same time, the same month, another person came back and said, that one is wasted, but I have a better idea. That idea is 10 million. You say, go and die with your idea. Move to another place with your idea, because I don't waste resources. Things don't just work. You have to make it work. Your faithfulness in little things is your guarantee for big things. I trust God that somebody is here this morning. The spirit of faithfulness in whatever it is you are doing, receive it this morning in the name of Jesus. Number five, major code that brings forth positive changes, that moves you to the next level, is called prophetic impartation. One of the major things that pushes a man or woman to where God ordained him or her to be is prophetic impartation. What is prophetic impartation? It is the impartation of grace from a higher vessel to a lower vessel. From a deposit base of grace to other people as helped by God. There is nobody in life that has reached the ultimate. Everybody's in different phases. And as you move from face to face, it will be unwise for you to see people that are ahead of you in an area or another, especially in the things of God, and disdain them. They carry grace for your next level. If Joshua never succumbed and humbled himself with Moses, he would never have become what he became. In Deuteronomy 34, verse 9, speaking about Joshua, the Bible says, and Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of the wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. Joshua was able to step into the next level of his life because he was humble enough to listen to the impartation and receive the impartation from Moses. Who never have known Joshua, he will never have become anything. But because of the impartation, your pastors and the prophet that God has sent to you are mediums, conduit pipes for the release of God's grace for you to get to where you are going. That's why the Bible says, many are called, but few are chosen. So as you humble yourself before them, and before God particularly, God releases grace through them for you to assess where you are going. In Jeremiah 3 verse 15, say, I will give unto you pastors after my own heart, that will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Their work is to feed you, and to feed you fat with knowledge and understanding. That is, I will put your word in their mouth that will result in your change. I could never have been in the place I am today without the direct impartation of my fathers. Never. Either in words or through their tapes or through direct impartation. Through direct impartation. It will never have happened. And the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 17. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. That we should honor them that labor in word and doctrine. Say, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. Especially they which labor, those that teach you the word, they are mediums of God's blessing. Honor them double more than you do for others. Because they carry something that you need. They carry fire that you need. They carry grace that can move you to your next level. So as they speak, if you are wise, you receive those words, bringing forth blessings and testimonies for you. For somebody here this morning, that prophetic grace is coming upon you in the name of Jesus. And every blessing released from this altar this morning will have quick expression in your life in the name of Jesus. And number six, code we'll be talking about this morning is called seeking quality information and knowledge. Every man of information and knowledge is a man or woman who can move to the next level. You cannot move to the next level of your life beyond your information. Quality information leads to quality decision. Quality decision leads to quality action. And quality action leads to next levels. I take that again. Quality information leads to quality decision. Quality decision leads to quality action. And quality action leads to next level, which you call positive change. So it starts from information. Nothing handles darkness like light. And nothing handles insult like insight. Nothing can terminate insult like information. Right information. Look at a man like Daniel. Daniel, there's nobody who's in Christendom that doesn't know anybody called Daniel. But how did Daniel become a man who was able to walk with four kings? How did Daniel get to that level? If you check your Bible in Daniel chapter 9 verse 2, Daniel understood by books. He was a man of understanding. He was a man that had understanding. He was a man that had understanding. He said, I, Daniel, understood by books. I'm a man of books. I'm a man that seeks understanding. I speak to somebody here this morning. New grace to go after knowledge. Receive it this morning in Jesus' name. Looking at Jesus, our Lord and Savior, in Luke chapter 2, from verse 43, but in verse 46 particularly, when they were looking for him, he was in the temple for 3 days. 3 days continuously. He was listening to doctors, listening to pastors preaching. See, and when, and go to verse 46, so that I don't waste too much time here. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, he sat in the church for 3 days. He did not leave. And all that heard him, that is, he was also making some little contributions. And they were amazed at his contributions. Your pursuit of understanding is what pushes you to your next level. Your continuous pursuit of wisdom. Your continuous pursuit of understanding. No man can get to a higher level that he desires if he or she is not in pursuit of wisdom, of knowledge and understanding. And as I begin to round up this morning, what information are you to seek? What information are you to seek? I said pursue information. What are you to seek? Number one, seek information from the word of God. Daniel 11 verse 32, those that who know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Also in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, study to show thyself approved. So, settle down with the word of God. Settle down. Sit down with the word of God. Soak in something from this scripture. Don't live one day without eating this Bible, without getting something from there. Don't live one day. Somebody sent me a text during the week. He said, sir, I want you to be my mentor. I said, okay, no problem. I said, okay, from today, I'll be helping you. So I said, okay, read some scriptures. So I sent Genesis chapter 1 to 3, Matthew chapter 1 to 3, Psalms chapter 1, and Proverbs chapter 1 for this day, for this morning alone. And the person replied, he said, all this one in just now, now. I said, yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you really want to move to your next level, your hunger for information must be very, 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 very serious. You must have a very, very serious hunger for the world. In this world lies the information that will take you there. As you study this world, something will be dropping for you that is beyond human understanding. And that's why the devil does not want you to sit down with this world. Keeps us busy with so many things. In our house, I notice these days that my wife switches off the TV earlier than we normally even switch it off. And I'm grateful for it. Because this allows us to even move further and faster to our various tables to go and study for the night. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. New grace to sit down to study. New grace to sit down on your own with your jotter and your biro and shut down your phone for once and shut down your WhatsApp for once and shut down your Yahoo for once and you turn your phone upside down and settle with 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 chapters. Receive that grace this morning in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. As I was coming to church on Friday morning, there was a lady on an Okada in front of me, a youth copper. And throughout from my house to almost to this place, she was in front of me. She was pressing the phone throughout on the Okada. And as I got to church, I was telling our church staff, I said, people have become addicted to this thing. Throughout. If the Okada itself want to enter into ditch, she cannot see. Hello. Hi. Where are you? I'm here. Okada. Yes. Where are you now? Okay. Addiction is good. This is what you and I should be addicted to. This is what our greatest addiction should be. I'm talking of you and I, not only you alone, both of us. This is what we should be addicted to. The Word of God. The Word of God. The Word of God. I pray for somebody here today that grace comes for you in the name of Jesus. Number two, what information am I to seek? Number two, seek increase in knowledge in what you are doing. Whatever it is you are doing for a living, if you want to move to the next level of life, seek more information in that area or in that direction. If you are a doctor, get more information on medical practice. If you are an engineer, get more information on engineering practice. Whatever it is that you want in life, or that you are doing in life. If you are a carpenter, get the latest information on carpentry. In 1 Kings chapter 9 verse 27. 1 Kings 9 verse 27. The Bible says, and Hiram sent in the navy his servants, shipmen that had knowledge of the sea, with the servants of Solomon. Now, they needed some people to go overseas. Hello? And they looked for shipmen who had knowledge and sent them. They needed some people to move with the president, the King Solomon. They were shipmen and looked for those who had skills in ship. And sent a navy, a servant, shipmen that had knowledge. So, many are stagnated in their place of work because the same certificate they had 30 years ago is what they are still running with it now. There is no upgrading. So, there is no... Life is static. If you are an ND holder, and you were, maybe you had an ND in accounting, for example, and then eventually you were able to work your way around and I became chartered, your company can't leave you at the same level of the salary of an ND holder. They must upgrade you. If they don't upgrade you, you sack them. You will sack them by tendering your designation letter. I have gone past this level. Boss, I sack you. I'm moving to another place. Until you upgrade yourself, life continues to downgrade you. Anything you are doing, upgrade your knowledge in that area. If you are a pastor, upgrade yourself. Upgrade yourself. Have information on that work that you are doing. If you are an engineer, seek all the latest information on engineering. Let it be at your fingertips so that you will not be outdated. Some are operating by absolute knowledge. Knowledge of 12 years ago. Knowledge of 15 years is what they are still using now. There is nothing new being introduced. And thereby, they become irrelevant gradually. But this will never be your portion in Jesus' name. If you are knowledgeable, you will be marketable. Once you become knowledgeable, you become marketable. Once you have more knowledge, you have access to more in terms of being marketable. Number three, what knowledge am I to seek? Increase your knowledge in the areas where you have challenges. If you have challenges in your marriage, buy books on marriage. Buy tapes on marriage. Any area that you are suffering challenge, buy plenty materials on it. When I was doing my ICAN, that's the longest paper in ICAN exam. I don't know if MCP or what do you call it? MDCS. The ICAN jammed me for once, bam, in that paper. And I went back. I said, I must not allow this to continue. And I went to gather materials. Plenty materials. That when you enter my room like that time, you think I'm a madman. I must know this. I think it's a 6 hours paper also. Six, I don't know how many hours now. 6 hours. No syllabus. There's no syllabus. They can ask you anything from anywhere. There's no syllabus that this is what you must read. You almost come out of the exam all as a madman after finish because you know that they came out from me. But the thing has past questions. I discovered they always follow the past pattern. So I went for donkey years past question. I think about 7 or 8 questions that came out, almost everything again repeated. So I said, yes, I got you now. Any area you are suffering challenges, get more information in that area. You have issue. At almost every time that a guy comes to you and you are in a relationship, it doesn't last. Something breaks the relationship. Go and find out. Go and find out. Get more information. Maybe it's because you quickly allow the guy to sleep with you. That's why they always leave you. There's nothing for the guy to look forward to again. He has licked all the honey before the honeymoon. What else again? He will leave. There's no more honey to wait for again later. He leaked more than enough honey now. What else? He leaves you, moves to another person again. Moves to another corporate again. Find out information in the area. Listen to me. If you don't want poverty again, go and find out the information on it. What does it take to stay permanently in blessing and abundance? What does it take? You must know what it takes. I pray for somebody here today, grace to seek information that will lead to your transformation. Receive this money in the name of Jesus. I say, receive this money in the name of Jesus. And D, where I'm going to stop this morning. What information am I to seek? I said, number one, seek the word of God. Number two, increase your knowledge in what you are doing. Number three, or C, increase your knowledge in your area of challenge. And number four, learn from those who are ahead of you. Everybody has somebody ahead of him or her. There is nothing you are doing now that somebody has not done before. Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. Learn from others, and it takes humility for you to assess this level. Until a man or woman is humble, he cannot learn from elders. He cannot learn from those. And when we are saying elders, we are not talking of age. Age is just a number. Age is just a number. So when we are saying elder, elder is somebody who has expertise. I mean, I don't know how to drive. I don't know how to cruise an aeroplane, for example, now. That's not my line. If a 21-year-old boy is a pilot and I want to learn how to fly a plane, I must quickly go and submit to that 21-year-old boy to teach me how to fly a plane. If I say, okay, maybe I just hit one money now and I say I want to buy a private jet, and then I say I want to ride it by force, the anointing must help me. And I get to the cockpit and I get everything and I put my hands there and I say, Leko Tobogodo Bajagadaya, Le Guagala Bragadosa Bagadaya. I begin to speak in tongues. I can fly, but you know, it's not likely that I can land. Knowledge power is important. You don't say, and this person, I got to the world before him. You got to the world before him, he has more knowledge than you. And what is the evidence of knowledge? Result. At least if somebody has more result than you, one is not blind. If you are not blind, this person has more result than me. This person has more. Then a wise person will submit and say, let me be able to learn what these people have learned that has made them to get to where they are. New grace to acquire knowledge that will lead to your movement to that place that God is taking you. Receive that grace this morning in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace this morning in the name of Jesus. I must not close this service this morning without calling some of my friends.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.